The Stax and Vault record labels, based in Memphis, produced some of the greatest soul records of the 60s, including some songs you definitely won't hear on the oldie stations. But you can hear them all in a new collection recently released by Atlantic Records. Atlantic distributed Stax and Vault during their heyday, and rock and roll historian Ed Ward says he's glad Atlantic finally mined their archives to release this collection of gems.
Okay, rock and roll fans, I'm giving you 6 months' notice. This Christmas, what you're going to want to ask Santa for is the item your friendly neighborhood record store owner knows as the Stax Box. It consists of 9 compact discs with 244 tracks documenting every 45 RPM single put out by Stax and Vault Records in Memphis between 1959 and 1968. Every A-side is here, and quite a few significant B-sides. Obviously, it's got all the hits, Sam and Dave's Soul Man, Booker T and the MG's Green Onions, Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, but it's just got to have a lot of filler, right? Wrong.
I've been missing you for so many days. I keep wanting you, Lord, in so many ways. I can't get you off of my mind. But true love is so hard to find. I want it another day. Yeah. Ooh, I need another day.
For one thing, there's a lot of stuff by famous people, like this obscure Otis Redding hit that nobody's heard in years. Then, there are absolute killers, like this Eddie Floyd number that died on release and have mainly been known to soul fanatics overseas. Also, original versions of songs that have become bar band classics in the hands of less talented performers, which come to life in a whole new way. Check out the horns on Mabel John's obscure classic here.
I don't have to beg you to hold me, 'cause somebody else will. About to come to an end. No real good thing is about to come to an end.
That's scary, and the sound is perfect. Stax started out in the Satellite Record Shop on Macklemore Avenue in Memphis. They stayed there and recorded in the old movie theater next door until the company was sold to the Gulf and Western conglomerate in the late 60s. It was owned by two white people, Jim Stewart and his sister, Estelle Axton. But from the start, it was an integrated enterprise, sometimes in the most surprising ways. Both of the house bands, Booker T and the MGs and the Marquees, who were the horn section, were completely salt and pepper, although nearly all the records they did were soul and blues. The marquee on the converted movie theater read, Soulville, USA, and that's truth in advertising. It took me over a week to play through this astonishing collection, and one thing I thought of was what a similar Motown collection would have sounded like. After all, Motown and Stax were the Beatles and Stones of 60s soul. But although there was a house band, and there were also house songwriters at Stax, there was never a cut-and-dried formula the way there was at Motown. A Motown box like this would be boring, I think, with far fewer surprises. There was no overriding plan for world domination at Stax. They just wanted to make and sell some good records. Not all the records they cut were good, but very few of them were outright bad, and even the most off-the-cuff moments could be fun. Wendy Renee thought she was cutting a commercial for Leonard's, the famous Memphis barbecue joint, when she did that track. There's too much here to do justice to unless I hijack this station for at least the next couple of days, but I'll be exploring this set on future shows. You can count on that. Meanwhile, tell Santa to save up $100 or so you can enjoy this essential slice of American musical history. Or, if he can't wait, I won't mind. This music, like the barbecue Wendy Renee was singing about a moment ago, goes real well with hot summer days, too.
Edward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.